Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Middle names. That's the current thing that we're talking about.
What's your middle name again?
So I've got two middle names. It's Jazeel, first name, and then
Joshua
Hendrikus Anderson.
Okay.
Okay, so four names in total, two middle names. Now, my lovely wife, she's got one middle name, but we want to know, should we have two? Should we have one? And I've even heard rumors.
Yeah, why don't you have none?
See,
my father-in-law doesn't have a middle name.
See, that blows my mind.
Just straight up, Martin Jones.
No middle name.
No middle name.
But then I'm like, is the middle name even needed?
Why do we have middle names?
Because it's just another thing to tag on to everything else and all every form you have.
What's the history of it? Why do we have a middle name?
Ugh.
What's the point of a middle name?
I do. I know. I don't know where I stand on this. No middle name, two middle names, one middle name. Can I go three middle names?
Why not? Do what you want. It's your kid.
Four middle names?
Why not?
There'd be no one out
there.
Don't
the royals have like
that many middle names?
Yeah, someone. One of the. I don't know. They have like three middle names.
So let us know. 0429 985 985. How many names should we give a person? Is it easy just to go, nah, first and last, done and dusted?
Do you want to find someone with as many middle names as possible?
Yeah, if you've got more than two, because I don't think there's going to be many that have more than two.
Sorry, a new text came in. That's not the one I was
focus.
Not the one I was about to read.
Michelle, a lot of texts coming through.
Michelle said, "I don't have a middle name. I'm a twin, so we've got given one name each, and I've never needed one."
Well, it's true. It's actually quite hard to think of a name.
It really is. There's so much pressure on choosing baby names.
It's for life.
And then if you've got twins, yeah, you have to come up with four.
Yeah, wow. So I understand. If you've got twins, fair enough. Helen says, "My sisters and I don't have middle names. Only my brother, who was my mum's maiden name, as his middle name." Okay.
How would you feel, though? Oh, why'd you give my brother a middle name, but we didn't get one?
Ooh.
Oh,
you're bringing up family trauma.
Dun.
You need a middle name so your kids know when they are really in trouble, says Maren. Another one here. You have a middle name so when you mum can be like, Christopher Robert, for instance, when you're in trouble. Okay, so same thing.
No, that makes sense. I do. But see, I use my kids' middle name.
Why?
I would just call them that. So just for my girls,
yeah.
I'll call Aubrey Kate and Gwyneth Rose.
Oh, so you type two together.
Yeah, I say, Aubrey Kate, come here.
Just in case there's any confusion of how many Aubreys are in there.
Yeah, no, but I do. I use their middle name often as like a full first name.
And not when they're in trouble.
So I'm just like, hey, Aubrey Kate, can you come here? Or hey,
see, that sounds
Gwyneth
like she's
Rose,
in trouble.
Come here. No, like I just use it. I just in warm out like Aubrey Kate, come here.
Is that something that your parents did though that you've kind of unknowingly grabbed hold
Maybe,
of?
Maybe, yeah, because I'm Rebecca Ann.
Yeah.
So they would often say Rebecca Ann. So maybe. Yeah.
A few more texts coming through here. It's a good way to honour previous family members. Which makes a lot of sense because that's another thing. Like, my middle name, Hendrikus, is actually my opa. That's his name.
Okay.
So they honoured him by handing that name on.
Yeah.
So, okay,
well,
fair
Aubrey,
enough.
Aubrey Kate after my mum. Gwyneth Rose after Evan's mum.
Right.
Is Evan's mum's
so keep
middle
it in
name.
The and, well, that's another thing.
It is.
Okay,
maybe,
when it comes
to
middle names, do you need to honour someone? Is that the system?
You don't have
to.
Oh,
it's a middle name. You honour someone. Who am I going to honour?
Oh, who are you going to pick?
Pressure.
It is
my
a lot
side?
Of pressure.
Her side? Oh, there's
what
so
have
many
you decided?
Variables. Well, I've decided on nothing as of yet. Wow, is all I can say. My best friend has eight middle names. Eight.
Eight.
That's great for them.
I'm just like, how would you remember them all?
That would be a nightmare.
My name is Rebecca, Talana, Jazeel, Chella,
Joshua,
Rachel. I go through people who
in what order? But even then, I struggle just putting four names on anything. Because they never give you enough space.
Oh, so
if
annoying.
You've got eight, you just have to go Jazeel, J, H, S, T, and just put the initials of all of them and then go Anderson. There's just not enough room.
If you need the actual copy of my birth certificate, I will provide it.
Yeah. Eight.
So the person who's texted through with the most names, bar the eight, is three. So they say, I love middle names. I have three. and from a good old Catholic family, Candace Carmen Bernadette, together with my surname. A good biblical middle saint name is special.
Wow. Not short names either, like Bernadette.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow. So what am I going to do? The big question.
Yeah. What have you decided?
Look, I have made this decision without my wife, which means it could change. But I think naming a child is so hard that why would I put more pressure on myself and give them two names?
Like you just said as well, you always run out of room with two middle names.
Exactly. So I think I'm leaning towards one.
All right. Well, we cannot wait to find out the name when that eventually.
3 months.
Well, that's not long.
No, it's
12 weeks to go.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.